the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
When you think about technology, perhaps you consider the huge biomedical advances it has propelled forward. Or perhaps you think of the family dining at a restaurant that can't be bothered to hold conversation. Instead, they are enraptured by their smartphones. Technology, it's both yin and yang. I'm Nikki Donaldson. Today on the Missouri State Journal, my guest is Dr. Paul Durham. He is a distinguished professor of biology at Missouri State University, and he is serving as the lead for this year's public affairs conference, entitled The 21st Century Digital World. The conference will tell of the incredible changes that have happened thanks to technology, as well as those that are on the horizon. And it will be balanced with some of the detrimental outcomes society has seen that are often attributed to these advances. Durham tells us a few examples of sessions he's excited about.
I get really excited about more of the, you know, the science and technology part, the big data. We have people coming in talking about how we're going to improve agriculture. You know, so as the population approaches 10 billion, you know, we're going to need to become more efficient and more effective at that. And then, you know, personally on my front is in the biology side is I love the idea of conservation. You know, by monitoring, using the digital technology and stuff, we'll actually talk about the use of drones, you know, to actually monitor, you know, like, well, wildlife and things like that. We can gain access to remote regions that we didn't have access before. But then the interesting thing is about, like, you know, is the drones being in cities and urban environments. And then you have a decrease in, you know, basically privacy. And, you know, so I think as we move forward, there's lots of positives with the technology, but there are going to be concerns.
The conference, which will be held October 1st through 3rd on the MSU campus, will feature topics across the board from many industries from varying viewpoints.
We are going to be talking about voting, which I think is really kind of interesting because there was actually a story on NPR a little while ago about how can we be, you know, one of the leading countries in the world with technology, and yet we don't have electronic voting. And not even in the caucuses, it sounds like it's going to happen this year. So we have somebody coming in that's actually going to be talking about that. The other thing, too, that we're trying to raise awareness on is that not everybody has access. And some of that is by choice. Some of that is not by choice. We actually are going to have topics on the digital desert. You know, the idea that there are people that are actually, because of their geographic location, they just really don't have access. And then how does that impact, you know, their education system, even voting and all these other kind of things? If you're in education, for example, you know, how is the classroom going to change with the digital technology that you have? And how are you going to interact and engage students who are actually on watching videos all the time? But even as crazy as it sounds, even in sports, how is the, like all the instant replays and things, how is that impacting the game? Is it ruining the game? Is it slowing it down so much when we break it down into these little microseconds and show, oh, the ball moved by this quarter inch. Now we're not calling that a catch. Is that ruining the game or is it enhancing it? Same thing with music. I mean, you know, you have now people that don't have a stronger voice, but you can digitally enhance their voices.
Bobby Bones, the most popular country music DJ in America, will be the keynote speaker on October 1st at Juanita K. Hammonds Hall for the Performing Arts. This event, as well as the entire conference, is free and open to the public. Bones uses social media to build his brand. That form of communication is so common that face-to-face communication can be more challenging, especially for the traditional age college student who grew up in a culture full of tech at the fingertips. So Durham tells us about what Spencer Harris, a leadership development consultant, will bring to the table.
We have Spencer coming in. Basically, he's a local guy that's talking about basically the analog games. So instead of digital games, going back, you know, to the board games. And the idea that board games actually bring people together and you interact in a different way than you do when you're playing a digital game. And so we're actually going to have a game night, just a fun event for everybody, you know, to participate in.
As a neuroscientist, Durham is obviously interested in the effect that too much technology can have on the brain, all the while understanding how technology positively impacts his work.
I was at the neuroscience meeting last year, and they were basically saying the most addictive thing that we do in our culture is our cell phones, you know, because we're task-oriented. And when we do things on our phones and such, we feel like we're accomplishing something. One of the terms I think is most interesting is multitasking. You know, the idea is there really, are you really more efficient when you multitask, and what does that mean? I think it's the most exciting thing about this conference is just the broad nature of it, that really there is something for everybody in it.
The 21st Century Digital World will take place on Missouri State's campus October 1st through 3rd. The full Public Affairs Conference schedule is available online at publicaffairs.missouristate.edu. That was Dr. Paul Durham. I'm Nikki Donaldson for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397.